This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go, hour four of the G-Bag Forward. Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as our training camp coverage continues here on your home of the Cowboys, Nick Harris, coming up in just a second. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. On the hot seat, brought to you by Wild Fork Foods, wildforkfoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites. It's your guy, Nick Harris, from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And a good afternoon to you, Nick. How the heck are you?
Doing fantastic. Can you guys hear me?
We got you loud and clear, my man. Perfect. It is great to hear you. Congrats on hitting 50,000 followers on Twitter, by the way. You've been blowing up. Well-deserved.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. I appreciate everyone
Let's
else.
Go. What's that? How do we follow you?
On Twitter, Nick Harris, FWST, give me a shout, and ask me some questions about training camp. I think I'm going to do a little Q&A later in the week and tell everybody what I've been seeing early on.
Well, I can't wait to talk ball with you right here. I know there's a lot Let's of other it. Drama going on, but man, what are you seeing and hearing from the offense that you like, and what are the benefits that we could see as a result?
Yeah, I think the offense, it's definitely a slow burn at the moment. You know, the quarterbacks are a little erratic on these first 2 days. I thought they were much more controlled today, but that's to be expected. I mean, these guys haven't put routes on air since their Georgia trip, which was the beginning of July. So it's been a few weeks, and, you know, coming out to California, air's a little bit different out here. Sorry, fellas. It feels fantastic. But I think as a few days go by and as the pads come on, this offense will find a little bit more synergy and it'll work out. But you've seen George Pickens active quite a bit. There hasn't been a disconnect between him and Dak Prescott too many times. There was one route yesterday where they were off page a little bit, but other than that, they look pretty good. CD looks pretty good. He had a tunnel screen that he took today to the house that he would not have been tackled on had there been pads on. Even put Kalen Carson in the dirt and then finish it off with a celebration with George Pickens in the end zone. So definitely exciting to see. I think you talk to these guys, they have the excitement too. There's a lot to like about this offense right now, but it's just going to take a few days for them to find some synergy.
Nick, I want to talk a lot of football with you, but you were right there for the post-game or post-practice conference with Diggs and with Micah Parsons. What were your takeaways? Because that was pretty much unlike anything I've ever seen in terms of a back and forth with a couple of players directing their shots straight at ownership.
Yeah, I got to give Micah and Trayvon credit because they're trying to beat Jerry at his own game, and that's negotiating with the media. We just got done talking to CeeDee Lamb, and he said, you know, I understand what's going on here. You know, I don't like the back and forth in the media and the negotiating with it, but that's part of it. He's like, I don't recommend it, but I get it. And, you know, he's fully in support of Micah. But back to the conversation from yesterday, from Micah's standpoint, it was the first time that I could really sense that there was doubt that he feels like a deal is going to get done. How much do I believe that he has doubt? I don't know about that. You know, you still ask me, I still believe a deal gets done with Micah Parsons. Granted, the team has a lot of control in this situation. If they choose to, they can let him play out this final year and then choose to franchise tag him going into 26. But I still believe that a deal gets done here. It's just a matter of time and when. Micah said that David Mulugeta has reached out to the front office. He's awaiting on an offer and a call back. He said it's going to take a grown man to call him back and get the deal done. So definitely some shots being fired from Micah's side. And then on Trayvon's side, you know, I wanted to ask him if he was surprised by that doc can pay, even though that clause in his contract, he knew about it. His agent knew about it. He said he was surprised. He said it hurt his feelings a little bit. And I, you know, that's one where I maybe have to look at the front office's side of things and be like, hey, you know, it was a clause in your contract. It's not an uncommon clause. Dak Prescott, Osa Digizua, CeeDee Lamb, they all had that same exact clause, and they were all here during the offseason. So, you know, from one standpoint, I understand Trayvon wanting to work with his own specialist, his own trainer, so he knows his rehab is being done to his likening. But at the same time, you know what your contract looks like, dog. You know, you gotta be able to honor that and expect the consequences that come with it if you don't. And one question that I definitely did want to ask Trayvon yesterday that I'm glad I got in, because I think there's some fan rhetoric that has built up over the course of the last 48 hours of, hey, when Trayvon gets healthy, does he demand a trade? And so I asked him, I said, are you still happy here? And he said, yeah, I'm still happy. I'm still happy with my brothers, with my teammates, wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So I thought that was a pretty interesting comment that he did make, just to kind of shoot down any, you know, concerns about him potentially wanting out at a certain time. But the leash is short for Trayvon Diggs. That's no question. He's going to have to really perform this year, or else we could be looking at Trayvon in a different uniform pretty soon.
You mentioned Diggs. There was no Bland today. Did anything stand out in the secondary? Anybody step up a little bit?
Kyir Elam, man, he looked good once again, and he had a pick on Dak Prescott. I didn't get video of it because it happened literally on the play after George Pickens had cramped up on the sideline, so I was focused on that. But Kyir Elam, once again, looking pretty good out here. Two pretty good days for him. And you know, you take it with a grain of salt, and I mentioned it during OTAs and minicamp, you can really only take these things with a grain of salt until the pads come on. That's going to be the really big test for Kyir Elam. But if you ask me right now, he is comfortably in the driver's seat to be on that opposite side of Deron Bland when the season starts, if Trayvon Diggs is not available.
Nick, you had an opportunity to scout Donovan Ezeraku in from Boston College during when we were working on the draft show. Is he one of those guys that you saw the tape and now you're seeing him live? What's your impressions of him live?
Yeah, so far live, again, I want to see when the pads come on. That's sure. Really when I start looking in the trenches. And to be completely honest with you, Brian, I haven't put a lot of thought.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individual and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the trenches so far. I mean, yeah. I look at get off and I look at, sure, you know, hand movement, things like that. And I've seen it from Donovan Ezeraku for right. Sure. But, you know, it's limited. And I can't say I've given a healthy evaluation of what he's looked like versus what I saw on tape at Boston College.
Yeah.
Just because even though he is more of the speed rusher type, the smaller type of edge rusher compared to some of these other guys, he's still pretty physical and
right.
He's quick. And
right.
Well, you see the quickness, but the physicality can't really show up until the pads come on. So, you know, I'm that's one of the players I'm most excited to see next week whenever it starts getting brute and physical out here.
Nick Harris, Forward Star Telegram, joining us from Oxnard. Day two there, Cowboys camp. Brought us out there as well. We'll be out there on Monday. What about Jonathan Mingo and the receiver room? I know we chatted about that quite a lot. Felt like they were going to give Mingo every opportunity to earn that third receiver spot. What have you seen from him in two practices?
Yeah, it was a good day today for Jonathan Mingo. Yeah. He was able to haul in receptions from Dak, from Joe Milton. Looked really comfortable with multiple different units. And I think that's really important when you talk about a wide receiver three type of role. And I think that's maybe where Jalen Tolbert had his growth stunted a little bit coming into year two, was a sense that he was, you know, getting all these reps with the first team. And then, you know, when the second team would come in, he would still kind of be behind the eight ball a little bit. But I think with Jonathan Mingo, he feels really comfortable with both squads, with both units. He's looked pretty good. And if they can get more out of Jonathan Mingo this year than they got out of Jalen Tolbert last year, man, this is going to be a dangerous receiving core. That's going to be a really fun group to talk about.
I kind of felt like that Tolbert had a couple routes today with those comeback routes.
For sure.
Where there was like he's driving up the field and then pivots and comes back and then the ball's right there.
Yeah.
Where he was able to like had you saw some separation with him in routes today.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because it was a good day for Tolbert too. And
yeah.
He had a few receptions yesterday as well. I mean, you could tell that him and Dak are heading into year four together. You see the chemistry
sure.
there. And you could also tell at times that it's still pretty fresh with Mingo. You got to think whenever Mingo came into the situation last year, Dak was already out of the picture. So I think there's a time to be put into the Mingo Dak connection. But I think that battle for wide receiver three, it's one of the more underrated fun ones that we're going to have here in Oxnard for sure.
It's Nick Harris at the Star Telegram. If you had to bet, how many just straight run carries do you think Kevontae Turpin gets this year?
That's a good one. I think if y'all might have to check me on this. I believe he had 17 carries last year. I would have to assume that gets bumped a little bit more into the 20s going into this season. We've already seen it three times in 2 days here at camp, so I know it's an intentional effort. We talked about it with Turpin, and we talked about it with Schottenheimer today. They want to be able to maximize those holes, and they feel like Kevontae Turpin sees those holes and gets through them faster than anybody on the roster.
You know,
of course, that makes sense.
Yeah, and speaking of the running game stuff with like Turpin and stuff with the explosive plays. Yesterday was kind of an explosive day with the offense running the football.
Yeah.
Today, I felt like defense got the better of it. Today, no pads again.
For sure.
But if you talk about fit and being in position and not having those big running lanes like they had yesterday.
And CD talked about it up here at the podium. He said, we've got to match the defense's intensity because the defense has certainly been the more intense unit through the first 2 days. And they've been punching at balls. They've been putting balls on the ground. And Schottenheimer said it earlier today's press conference. He said, this is going to be a team that will contend to lead the NFL in takeaways. He said, it's been an intentional effort from defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus to be able to punch at these balls, to be able to force takeaways. We've seen multiple takeaways on both days here so far at camp. So that's been good to see from the defensive unit because I still think there's so much to prove on the defensive side of the ball. I think the edge rusher department is probably the only one you don't really have a question about.
Yeah.
If you have a question, it's about who's starting behind Micah Parsons, and that's a good problem to have. Other than that, there's a lot of bad problems on that defense.
I kind of feel like that Murray's off to a pretty decent start for him, though. Maybe expectations were not as much, but the last couple of days, I kind of feel like that he looks like a guy that, as a veteran player, knows where he needs to be, tagging off and doing those kinds of things.
Yeah, and you could tell he's been in the league for quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you could tell he had a lot of experience even before he got into the league. That was one of the big calling cards that he had coming out of Oklahoma was the experience he had at that position. But, I agree with you in the sense that when the pads come on, we're really going to find out about these linebackers because Schottenheimer's been talking up Jack Sanborn quite a bit. We've heard his name quite a bit as well. So Maris Leofau has gotten a lot of love from these guys too. So the linebacking unit is going to be interesting for sure.
Shotty said a lot of really interesting and fun things yesterday. It's going to be a physical ass camp. Today, he doesn't want it to be static. You know, is this going to look a lot different from a schematic standpoint?
He was talking about motions and pre-snap motions and being able to, you know, get guys, you know, kind of serving as eye candy before the snap. And we've seen that on a multiple occasions so far in camp so far in these 2 days.
When it comes to the tight ends, we were wondering about Brevin Spanford. Does he go ahead and beat out Luke Schoonmaker? Another position you probably need the pads to come on, but like Ferguson, is he looking back to his old self? What do you think about that tight end crew right now?
Yeah, really good day for Jake Ferguson. That connection between him and Dak Prescott was on the money today. If I had to pick one pass catcher that I feel like had the best day, it was probably Jake Ferguson. He had a lot of receptions on multiple targets over the middle of the field, on the sideline. It was good to see from Jake when you take into context the season that he had last year. And then talking about the picture behind him, I think Brevin Spanford is comfortably in the driver's seat to be that tight end, too. I think he's taken a step forward in the receiving department. They already trusted him in the blocking department.
Right.
Schoonmaker's got some ground to make up here, I believe.
Yeah, I think the thing that was interesting, Spanford, there were a couple of different times where Dak had to, roll to his left and Span Ford along the sidelines. And the thing we were always worried about was how comfortable is Span Ford catching the football?
Yeah.
You know, with the hand placement and stuff like that. Last couple of days has been pretty good for him.
Yeah, and I want to speak to that specific play you brought up there, Brian, and the one that Dak had to kind of roll to his left. I mean, yeah. He was working off script with Brevin Span Ford.
Right.
That's so important for a pass catcher. If you're trying to build connection with your quarterback, if you're able to find him and work with him off script and know what he's thinking when you're 20 yards away from each other, I think that was more like a 10-yard gain. But nevertheless, that was good to see from Brevin Span Ford because he was able to work off script with Prescott, and they were able to find each other along the sideline for a completion.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram, here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Thanks again, man, doing a heck of a job. And I assume we'll see you next week when we get out there.
Absolutely. Bring the party, fellas. We're trying to have some fun out here now.
Oh, we're ready, buddy. We're ruddering it up.
It's a guarantee.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, with you here in the G-Bag Nation. So much to talk about here. And Brian's down there. He's been watching practice the last 2 days. Our coverage brought to you by your friends at On Time Experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird, Southern Table and Bar. There goes Nick on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat. WildForkFoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites. Okay, we're coming back to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free all the way to the top. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live's coming up, but Broadus has a camp report, and we'll get that to you next here on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.